This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Ivas. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday he would prevail over a multi-state lawsuit challenging his emergency declaration to pay for a U.S.-Mexico border wall.
Well, I think I called it exactly, right? Including the fact that they would put him into the Ninth Circuit. That's where they put him in. And I think we'll do very well. We have absolute right to do that. I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders.
16 states, including California, New York, and Colorado, filed a lawsuit Monday against his emergency declaration, alleging it is unconstitutional. A federal judge has ordered Trump confidant Roger Stone to appear in court Thursday to address an Instagram post featuring a photo of the judge with what appears to be the crosshairs of a gun. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Judge Amy Berman Jackson has already issued a gag order limiting comments about his pending case. Now the judge says Roger Stone must prove while his bail shouldn't be revoked and why she shouldn't institute a full gag order in the case. After he posted the photo Monday, Stone apologized and said the picture had been misinterpreted. Stone has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering related to discussions he had during the 2016 election about WikiLeaks. Shelley Adler, Washington.
President Trump signed a directive Tuesday to outline the establishment of the Space Force as the newest branch of the military. Space Policy Directive 4 says the force will adapt U.S. national security to deter aggression and protect our interest in space. Last week, the Defense Intelligence Agency released a report that found China and Russia have taken steps to challenge the United States in space by developing weaponized satellites, energy weapons, and surveillance networks. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back on the U.S. Supreme Court bench 8 weeks after surgery for lung cancer. The 85-year-old walked unassisted to her seat when the court began its public session on Tuesday. This is VOA News.